Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week from 4 p.m. or if you want on Instagram, Andy Goldstein 05. Come follow me, as they say. Anyway, more on all of that later, apart from the Instagram stuff. I've just done that. But we begin with, of course, the Women's Euros, where England beat Norway in the group stage. The match, of course, was live on TalkSport. Here's the fallout.
And Beth Mead showing her predator's instinct to finish off yet another great England move. And it's 8-0, and Beth Mead has an England hat-trick once again.
You have to enjoy these moments, not get too carried away, but enjoy it, because you don't get the chance to play in front of your home fans for your country many, many times. Like, I remember singing the national anthem here when I played for England. It's a moment you'll never forget, let alone winning 8-0. So, absolutely brilliant. Enjoy it. We're seeing two sets of huddles here. The Norwegian team, I have no idea what Martin Sjogren's saying in that huddle, because I don't think it can get any worse. But England were absolutely brilliant. Fair play to them. Great team performance. Serena Wiegmann has won this competition in 2017, and I don't see why she can't do it again.
Very good. I think we played a very good game. I think Norway had a hard time, and we're really happy. But at the end, it's just 3 points, and it doesn't matter if you win 1-0 or 8-0. It's just had been a really good game for us.
Whatever Wiegmann said after the Austria game, they definitely took it in, because they came out of the box flying. They didn't give Norway an inch, no. Didn't give them a minute on the ball, or just pestering them, winning the ball high. And like there wasn't against Austria, they was clinical tonight.
Inside the area, trying to get away from the defender, he's dragged down, penalty for England. Great movement from Ellen White.
The dive, it was a blatant dive from me. I don't know how we got away with it, to be honest with you, because yeah. I was stunned. But I want to just talk about that, because if that was Harry Kane, yeah, I would be sitting here saying, brilliant, well done, getting England off to a good start, making the referee give a decision in your favour to get yourself off and running. And it's good to see that, actually, that the women are capable of doing something similar as well. It's a compliment from me, saying that you've, in those situations, the first goal often is so important in game. As it turned out tonight, that not necessarily was the case, because it was an absolute rout. But that shows, for me, clever, smart centre-forward play. And as I said, if Harry Kane does that at the World Cup in November, right, I'll be here saying exactly the same thing.
The scoreline saw England become the first team to score 8 goals in a game at a European Championships. Ellen White scored twice, taking her international goal tally to 52.
Yeah, it was incredible. The atmosphere, the noise, that first half performance, and then going into the second half, scoring 2 more goals. But yeah, I think we're delighted with that performance. Clean sheet, goals, and another 3 points. Yeah, delighted.
And all the fans are singing now, it's coming home.
Have a listen to this. Great atmosphere down in Brighton tonight.
And the Northern Ireland players, some of them collapsed down to the floor, physically spent. They've given it their all. They deserve all the plaudits in the world, but they are all but out of Euro 2022.
Now, Man United gaffer Erik ten Hag has been speaking to the press ahead of their match against Liverpool in Thailand. He spoke about Cristiano Ronaldo's future at Old Trafford and why the Portuguese isn't for sale. Of course, that means he'll be sold soon.
We are planning with Cristiano Ronaldo for this season, so that's it. And I'm looking forward to work with him. I don't know. He haven't told me this. So I have read. But what I say, Cristiano is not for sale. Cristiano is in our plans, and we want to get success together. I spoke with him in before this issue came up. I had a conversation with him and had a real good talk.
Now, time to hear from former Palace owner Simon Jordan, who thinks that ETH or Eric Tell, you can work it out yourself, wants Ronaldo out the door as soon as possible.
I would imagine Ten Hag can't wait to get him out of the bleeding door. Mm. But it's towing the party line for the positioning of how that exit happens.
It's not like you to get right to the point.
Well, you know, look, I mean, these guys will say certain things because they're towing a particular line and ensuring that there's a particular perspective put on it so they control as much of the process as they want to. It is nonsense that he's not gone on this tour for personal reasons. He hasn't gone because he doesn't want to be at Manchester United anymore. Ten Hag won't want it. He doesn't need a revolution with a reluctant participant. A reluctant participant that will occupy far too many headlines that he doesn't need. He needs to build a football club. He needs all of the things pulled together, not to deal and cater with one individual that is coming to the end of his career, may score X amount of goals, takes away something from the ability to be able to compete at the top of the division because of the way that you have to play with Ronaldo in your team.
And staying with ETH, Eric Ten Hag, he also confirmed that HM Harry Maguire is continuing his role as CC club captain. Former Liverpool midfielder DM Danny Murphy, the joke doesn't work anymore, thinks he's made a mistake.
He's an established captain for over more than years. He has achieved a lot of success, so I don't doubt about this issue.
It's in from Harry Maguire.
I'll never forget him, the leader of the pack.
I think he's probably made a mistake. I think it was time for a change of captaincy and leadership. Not as a kick up the backside, not as a for the benefit of him, the player. I think this is a massive club, one of the biggest in the world, being captain there, being thrown in front of the cameras the whole time. You need someone who's capable of dealing with that better. And I think it would help him just to concentrate on his game and be the best he can be. But that doesn't mean I would want to get rid of him. I think he's a good player. But I just think it's too much for him. I think he struggled with it a bit. Sammy Hippie was captain at Liverpool for a while, and then they gave it Stevie. They took it off Sammy. And they gave it to Stevie, who was a young man. And so you could see the relief on Sammy.
Here's Andy Townsend disagreeing with Danny, and he thinks Maguire is, well, you've worked it out if he's disagreeing with Danny Murphy.
What's in it for Eric Ten Hag at the moment to say to Harry Maguire, Harry, look, I want to give it to someone else when there's not a blindingly obvious standout? Yeah. You know, all you're going to do is you're going to lose Maguire a bit more, affects maybe his confidence a little more. Harry, listen, has had a few weeks away and hopefully he's going to come back and pick his game up, look sharper and look a completely different player. He got caught in possession on too many times in bad areas last season. Yeah. And it happened a lot. Got to like get his feet moving a bit quicker. Now that sometimes there's a reason why you get caught casually. He looked a bit casual and a bit laboured. I think he's just got to sharpen up all round, a bit of confidence, some good early performances for the team, a few clean sheets, all that sort of stuff. Throw that into the pot. You can sometimes then have a different player on your hands.
Has he got it, Maguire?
Well, I think there's no question he's a talented lad and a good footballer. Of course he is. I don't know, I'd like to see something like a bit more devil in him with okay. The way that he defends.
Okay.
The best defenders we've known, and the game hasn't changed that much, the best defenders have still got that ability to hurt someone now and again if they have to. To put the thing in, like out the ground if they have to. To go flying into a challenge and go fly through someone. If you've got to, they do it. And I think, I look at Harry sometimes, he's become a bit tentative.
Now, Wayne Rooney has agreed to become the manager of MLS side DC United. I don't know why I'm doing that voice. The one he used to play for. Super Ali McCoy thinks moving to the States isn't a bad move for the Wazmeister.
Rooney. Putting one up for Costa. Header! Goal! I'm not necessarily of the opinion that it's a backwards move for him. I think he's obviously wanting to progress his managerial career, would he? And he's going to a country, and particularly a club that he knows pretty well. However, I've just stuck up the table there, and they are. Out of 28 teams, they're 27th with 17 points. You know, on the top of the table, he's got some with 39 points, so they've got an absolute mountain to climb. You could argue, of course, it's actually maybe not a bad time to get the job, because only one way you can go, and that is up.
If he wants to manage, why not? If this is the opportunity, he was never, ever, ever, ever going to get a job as a manager in the Championship, because he's done nothing to warrant it. Look at the teams that are in that Championship. I know that Derby finished 21 points, you know, with a 21-point reduction, and they got to within touching distance. But often, it's easier to galvanise a group of players when you've only got a certain amount there and you've got a certain amount of resolve and everything's against you than it is to build a side that actually you've got no impediments with.
Time now to hit. Oh my goodness, wow, look at that. We've got John McEnroe, was on Hawksby and Jacobs. Producer Tommy's with us here. You got that? You can't be serious. They got him, did they?
No, serious. The last day of the show.
They got John McEnroe. You can't be serious. They actually got him.
Seriously.
Wow. You cannot be serious. They actually had John McEnroe. They really did get him.
You cannot be serious!
Does your experiences make you more sympathetic to sort of tennis's bad kids?
If you're referring to people like Nick Kyrgios, for example, I mean, he would be an obvious example. I mean, you know, some of it depends on, you know, off the court, Nick's a good kid and players like him. People like him. He's a likable person. It's just that on the court, you know, he's had difficulty, in my opinion, of just being able, that fear of failure gets in the way of, you know, going out and being able to give it your best every time, which is difficult to do. Most human beings, when they're getting thrashed, you know, it's hard to just keep going at 100% when you're getting beaten by someone. So that's Nadal's greatest quality. You know, there's times where you need personality. Doesn't mean you have to be bad. You know, Nadal's not bad. He's never broken a racket, but you see him pumping himself up and, you know, firing up the crowd. And, you know, it's funny because I was been watching him at the French ever since he won. And they used to boo him there because he was so damn good. Now they're clapping because he's so damn good. It's funny because it's the same guy. But, you know, it's now people are realizing, you know, maybe the end is near. So they're going to, you know, hey, maybe we should appreciate this. So sometimes you don't even know what you have before you've lost it. And so we got a lot of work to do in our sport in general. So we should be, you know, there's a fine line. I'm not suggesting Zverev should have hit, you know, the umpire. Look at this racket. He took it too far, as I did. And he should be reprimanded. But I think people want to see emotion, in my opinion.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with former Spurs midfielder Jamie O'Hara recalling a night out in Ibiza with a Bristol City player. Or so he thought.
I went to Ibiza a few weeks ago, and everyone knows that. I had a little time out there. And I get a lot of people come up to me now because of the show, love Laura Woods and all that stuff. And it's great. And I love people come up to me and I talk to everyone. And I had this lad come up to me, and for whatever reason, I thought he was a footballer and played for Bristol. I thought I recognised his face. He looked like a footballer, dressed like a footballer. And he come up to me and was like, "Oh, right, James, love you on TalkSport. Really enjoy." I was like, "Oh, yeah, nice to meet you, mate. How's things? How's it all going?" And I brought him in, and he I said, "Yeah, sit down, we'll have a chat," because I thought we was going to talk football, and we didn't. We didn't talk football at all, really, but I thought, okay, he don't when he's on holiday. I spent 24 hours with this guy. I introduced him to all my mates, and for some reason, he was like just around me. You know, I was going, "Yeah, this is Tony. He owns Ocean Beach, and this is my mate. He owns this hotel." And it's like, lovely. So we've gone out, come out to a nightclub with me. Woke up the next day, he was there at the hotel. I've had breakfast with him, and I was like, "Yeah, mate, you have a good night." "Yeah, great night. Enjoyed it. Brilliant. Thanks for that." And I was like, "Yeah, sweet, mate. I mean, you know, when's pre-season start?" He went, "What do you mean?" I went, "Pre-season, you've got to be going back soon." He went, "I'm a builder." So I went, "What?" He was like, "I'm a builder." I went, "You don't play for Bristol?" And he's like, "No, I've never played football in my life."
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, I think alongside Danny Murphy. But, of course, there's only one way to find out, by tuning in. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you have to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe. There you go. All done. Good work.
Fascinating insight into the life and career of John McEnroe. I'm very pleased to say that John joins us now.
You can't be serious. They actually had him.
They booked him a few weeks ago.
This conversation went on for another 20 minutes, by the way. Yeah, you can't be serious, though, really.
He was in the recap.
You cannot be serious. Andy.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.